And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the morning after show, hosted by Oswaldo. And that was just the track Pizza Girl by the Bone Daddies. Fair enough. Now it is time for Mantis Cabinet. That's my show. That's what you're listening to right now. My name's Alex. Nice to meet y'all. This is going to be... A lot of prog, a lot of ambient, a lot of weird instrumental math rock. That's what I love. First track up is called O-Rien. I don't know. By a band called Signals to Vega. This is off their newest album, Into the Arms of Infinity. So I hope you like it. Let's play it. Thank you. All right. And that was the track O Rien, like I said, by band Signals to Vega. They're from Louisiana, apparently from a place called Lake Charles. Don't know where it is, but super good stuff. And it follows the formula that a very wise prog fan once told me. The music gets really, really quiet, starts really, really quiet, and then it gets really loud, and then really quiet, and then really loud again! And that's just about every single instrumental prog math rock song there is. And this did not disappoint. Moving on. Still in the States. These guys are from L.A. By the way, that song came out, that album came out about 3 days ago. 4 days ago now, and I believe you can download the entire album for free off their Bandcamp. Just Google Signals to Vega. Check it out if you liked it. Moving on, this is a band called Clearside from their album ; Shape_Shifted. And this is the track Sandblasted; On Acid, but Acid, A-S-I-D. I don't know if that's a different thing or if they're just misspelling acid. And I don't know if they mean sulfuric acid or some other type of acid. Not that I know any other type of acid. But anyway, this is Sandblasted. It is a little bit more ambient and electro, but still really good. And yeah, I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Here at CITR, we're
Moontan Nocturnal, vinyl-consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
The Villains.
And
Nardwuar, a human serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
Dark Space, punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the Devil, Hell, Heaven! Do you understand? Finally!
But CITR is not a
commercial radio station.
Which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 Fund Drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to CITR.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio. Don't miss the White Lung and New Sensei Tour kickoff party, Saturday, March 2nd at the Interurban Gallery, with special guests Peace and the High Drops. Advance tickets available at Neptune, Red Cat, Zoo Shop, and Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
All right. So, for those who don't know, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So, two things there. Well, three things. A bunch of things. So, that last track we heard was by Clearside, off called Sandblasted on Acid. I looked up their spelling of acid. It's ASID is the American Society of Interior Decorators, which oddly makes a little bit of sense. If sandblasted, like, if you had a sandblaster and you were interior decorating your house and you, like, really needed to make some big changes into the interior and you needed to blast some crap with sand, you might call the American Society of Interior Decorators. Weird. I bet there's a society for everything. I'm gonna try and see how many... There's gotta be so many societies. But anyway... for those who are curious, ASID is the American Society of Interior Decorators. Useless point of trivia for the day. And moving on, it is our CITR's Fun Drive coming up in 2 days. And it goes on for a week. Once a year, we look to you guys after working our asses off the entire year to ensure that music in Vancouver stays... known, stays out there, does not get crushed by city bylaws, which is a losing battle. But hey. And we've been using soundboards here at the station that we've had for 20 years. It's pretty, they work, but not nearly as well as they should. So we have a noble goal, and we assure you we will continue to serve Vancouver's indie music scene for as long as we exist. And even from the grave. I don't know. Anyway, that was that. And then on Saturday, New Sensei, White Lung, Peace, and the High Drops. Interurban Gallery. Awesome. Great venue in probably the worst spot of town. Number 1, East Hastings. Great number, but just brutal. But anyway, moving on. So that was some relatively... industrial and heavy stuff. I think we'll switch it up a little bit, just because someone's ears are gonna bleed soon. Mine have been bled thoroughly. But anyway, this is Five Alarm Funk. You know, just switching it up from some industrial heavy electro to funk. Five alarms of funk, not just normal funk, not just like one or two alarms, but five of them. Five buildings with fire alarms going off all at the same time. That makes no sense. Anyway, this is Wash Your Face, something you should do every single morning for, maybe not, I don't know. Your hygiene is your issue. Just do it up. Do it up proper, however you choose.
I'm gonna wash your face!
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was Five Alarm Funk, and the lesson learned there is if you don't wash your face, someone will. Someone will. Whether your mother politely asks you or this man barraging you with loud funk and crazy energy, it's going to shove your head in a sink and scrub that. Scrub it real good. Anyway, moving on from that, it was quite the break. Also, everyone should listen to funk at least once a day. It's kind of like, it's a great way to beat off everything, whether it be depression, the flu, drug addiction, family problems, dietary issues, you know, what have you, traumatic childhood experiences. Funk is probably your answer. May not overwhelming amounts of funk, that's just gonna, you know, reduce its effectiveness. But a little bit of funk every day, and you're good. That's my prescription coming from a kid who doesn't know anything. But hey, doesn't matter. Anyway, moving on, we are going back to Seattle now. This is a band, they've got a great name, A Boom Bong, all in one word. So it's either some onomatopoeia, like A Boom Bong, or something, or it's just a bong that explodes. And that just makes me laugh, because I can just imagine a bunch of people around a bong, or a vase, either one, and it just explodes. And that's kind of funny. In a very morbid way. But anyway, this is their album, A Dumbrel, colon, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation because it's in French, not on purpose, but because I suck at French. Etudes, I'm just going to do it in English. Etudes dans le contrôle impressus. And I am ignoring all the accents, and that's it. Good stuff, though. You can check it out. Just Google A Boom Bong. If you're into it, you can download this album off Bandcamp for free. It's got seven songs, and they're all K and then a number. And it's not K1, K2, K3, K4. It's like K1, K4, K7, K10. It's weird, but good stuff. So we're going to check it out. This is K1. I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the track Mahler's Alternative Take. It is by a band called Kovlo. They're from Switzerland. And this is often they produced an album that goes with a movie that was also made in Switzerland, I can only assume, by homies or co-creative people with them. And it's been put around the film festival loop. I don't know anything about it, but apparently there's a whole group of people who are into movies and, like, film. Doesn't surprise me. I know nothing about it, but apparently the movie is making its rounds. The cover has a bunch of people playing hockey. So, I don't know, I like that. But anyway, that was the track Mahler's Alternative Take. The movie is called Tutti Giù, which is roughly translated to Everybody Sometimes Falls. Fair enough. Honestly, never have truer words been spoken, but, you know, no shit, everyone sometimes falls. Well, I fell down the stairs this morning. No, I didn't. I don't have any stairs. I live in a hole. I live in a hole in the ground. There are no stairs. I have to go down a few stairs, like three, to get into my house, because it's below the ground. Above sea level, though. Kind of nice. But anyway, we're going to switch it up, move out from some heavier stuff into a great track by one of my favorite local acts, Tyrannahorse, off their album Garbage Bears. This is Rumble Tumble.
That exist, yet our eyes cannot see them. Have you ever seen something startling that others cannot see? Why are some things kept from our vision? was like a puzzle. And I filled their questions. Sometimes my questions are answered. In my heart, I can tell if the answer is correct. I am my own judge. In your dream, are all the characters really you? Different aspects of you?
Answers come in dreams. tunes from across the country, listen to the All-Canadian Farm Show every Monday, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and online at citr.ca.
Oink, oink, oink.
Born in Nairobi, Kenya, David Nnamdi Othiambo moved to Winnipeg in 1977 before eventually settling in Vancouver, where he has written three novels entitled Disabandoned Nation, Kiplaget's Chance, and The Reverend's Apprentice. Disabandoned Nation tells the story of a local jazz singer hiding from immigration officials in a flop house on Vancouver's east side. Othiambo has called this work, in part, an impressionistic sketch of the disparity between Vancouver's west and east side.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, for those who are unaware. That last track I played was by a band called Long Distance Calling. They are a German band, just released an album, The Flood Inside. I do believe it's their third full length. Really good stuff. Like, just, you know, they admit that they're, and it's not like a bad thing, they're quite in the style of Mogwai, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Sigur Rós, Explosions in the Sky, Mono, that whole crew of bands. They're really good. And yeah, certainly check it out if that's what you are into, if you quite liked it. And, oh look, running out of time. Alright, this next track is absolutely hilarious. I've been listening to it for a while. It's great. It's got a hell of a lot of views on YouTube. I'm talking like 24 million, so you might be very, very familiar with it. But the idea is, I work in a kitchen, which is very stressful, somewhat rewarding, but God, I don't want to do it for the rest of my life. It's not my thing. I've met way too many chefs who have way too many late nights. But nonetheless, when it's 1 in the morning and a bunch of drunk kids come in and order food, and I've been there since like 6 p.m. on a Friday night, this is what I pretty much yell in the kitchen. Thank God it's not an open kitchen or else I'd be fired. But enjoy this. It's hilarious.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
it's a fire. Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
All right, that's just a little break from the oddly heavy electro and industrial and experimental stuff I've been playing. Also, just it's a great thing to just jam out to when something that you don't have time for just happens. Also makes me think poor Charles Spearin. For anyone who's not aware, he plays in Do Make Say Think, but he also has a side project where he does auto-tune on his own. So he matches what people say with music, and he works really, really hard on it. And then someone invented a program to do that. So I'm not sure how the Happiness Project is doing. I saw them live about a year and a half ago, and it was pretty cool. And then, like, I guess auto-tune started kicking up, and people just started, like, screwing with stuff just like he did. So, unfortunately, ain't nobody got time to do it normally. But anyway, I thought that was funny, and I wanted to share it with you, because no reason. Just because. Oh, because you have to listen to it, and it's awesome. Yes, so that brings me to the end of my show, pretty much. Well, I've got what, eight minutes left? 8 minutes left. Well, then, I would like to remind everyone that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. In 2 days, Fun Drive kicks off. Super-duper good stuff. Consider donating. If you love CITR, it should be a no-brainer. If you don't, consider getting into a relationship with CITR. Probably more fulfilling than your current one. But I don't know. It could be. It might not be. But you know what? At least CITR doesn't leave you on a Friday night to go hang out with the boys. Or the girls. Or both. I don't know. Won't ditch you for a hockey game. And sure as hell won't make you go to a knitting show. All things to keep in mind. But anyway, the last track I will play, it is a rather long one, so that'll work out. Awesome band, Godspeed You Black Emperor. If you don't know them, you should. If you do know them, really good, really good stuff. This is off their most recent album, Hallelujah Bend, Don't Bend, Ascend, sorry. Good stuff. Unfortunately, and this kind of made me cry again, they're not going to come out on tour to promote their new album. Damn it. I think they've been on tour in Canada like once in the past 10 years. Really, I saw them in Vancouver, but they played 2 shows in Toronto, and that made me really mad. I was quite pissed. But anyway, this is the track Their Helicopters Sing. I do believe it's called. Yes, Their Helicopters Sing by Godspeed You Black Emperor. Off the album, like I said, Hallelujah, Don't Bend, Ascend, with a lot of exclamation marks. Like, seriously, man, do not bend, ascend. Like, not just like, please don't bend, but like, yo, if you don't, buddy's gonna wash your face. Straight up. All right, coming up next is Moon Grok, hosted by a lovely person who will play awesome music. So enjoy Godspeed and think about Fun Drive, and I'll be back next week. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending. And yeah, so enjoy.